The big march the following week, that was when Deal was a very strange place to be, the march afterwards. Because at the time people weren't quite sure what was happening until they turned the news on. And then when you watch something on the news, on the television, it's very alien to the situation, I think, when if you're actually living in it. And I think when the march came the following week, Deal had a chance to express itself en masse, if you like. And that was an eerie place to be that day, because the streets were absolutely piled with people. And you could hear the band coming in the distance. And nobody quite knew what to do, because the streets were lined with people. I think some of the schools were closed so that people could take their children. And you could hear the band coming in the distance. And as the band got closer, the crowd got quieter. And as the band came into sight, people just burst into applause, quite spontaneously. And as they'd gone by, it got quieter again. It was spooky in a way. And of course, I missed the big speech by Garrod. And when I heard that later, it just, what he said just made you stop and the spine tingle, because he sort of spat out his words. And until then, people in Deal hadn't seen that side of it all. And it was a huge eye-opener that day. And Deal turned out proudly, I have to say, because they did say goodbye in a very dignified manner.